Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast, relaunch of the Pontiac Tribe. I'm really pleased to have with me Phil Brown, who works with the city and helps tell stories. He is a digital storyteller and an expert in video production. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Hi, thank you.
Now, just a few questions to start off. Where's the best cup of coffee in Pontiac?
Well, I got a tie to Alley Cat Cafe and Lafayette Market.
Tell us one thing that most people in Pontiac don't know about Pontiac.
Well, Pontiac is it's the 40th anniversary of the sister city with Kusatsu, Japan.
When I say Pontiac, what comes to your mind first?
Indians.
What will Pontiac look like in 2030?
2030, I hope it looks more like Royal Oak and Ferndale.
Tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing now and your new project.
Well, the work that I'm doing now, I run my company, Rap Productions. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of filming. So some of the projects that I've done within Pontiac is with the Grace Hope Center. Mm-hmm. I've done work with City of Pontiac. I've also done work with other people within Pontiac, music videos and documentaries.
So you do the short films and then you do long form content as well.
It yes, like. Exactly.
Okay. Which one do you prefer? Like, which one's more interesting to you?
I like long form, but series. Mm-hmm. More than anything, series narrative is the best.
Got it. And can you tell us a little bit about your new project, which I thought was really interesting?
Okay, well, the new project that I'm working on is called From the Ashes. Mm-hmm. And basically, what it is, it's highlighting the relationship between Pontiac, the city, and the city of Kusatsu, Japan. Mm-hmm. And this year is their 40th anniversary of that relationship. So there's a lot of stories, a lot of narratives within it.
How did you get involved in that?
A couple years ago, one of my buddies, Jonathan, he came to me and he said, "Hey, Phil, I think we should do a documentary on Pontiac. There's a Pontiac and Kusatsu. They're a sister city. They have been giving gifts to Pontiac and vice versa. Pontiac's been giving them gifts mm-hmm. for the past, for so many years. I think it'd be a great story to shoot."
So, do you know what initiated this connection to Japan, Pontiac?
No, and that is where I'm working on. There's one person who did. I forgot his name is Bill Wheaton. I believe mm-hmm. it was Bill Wheaton. He since then passed, and he has his ashes in Kusatsu, Japan, in one of the temples.
Wow.
This follows a story with the title From the Ashes, because right now Pontiac, as we know, is on its resurgency. Mm-hmm. A lot of new businesses coming in.
Definitely.
A lot of people coming in. It's a lot of new blood. And this is the perfect time to highlight it.
I think it's a fascinating story. Exactly. Most people probably aren't aware of it.
Exactly.
And you're able to tell the story.
I believe I am able to tell the story with the help of many others mm-hmm. Here in Pontiac and here in the United States and in Kusatsu, Japan.
Well, let's talk about that, because a lot of people have these projects that they like to do, whether it's telling a story about something that they discovered for their city or for their business. Like, how do you begin to find the right creatives and freelancers to network with? Are you working specifically with people from Pontiac, or you found people outside?
Well, collaboration is very important for filmmaking. Mm-hmm. If you don't, it could be the death of a filmmaker. You have to collaborate with people who have the skill level and who have the drive to want to be able to tell a story, mm-hmm. want to be able to shoot, because there's so many different parts of Pontiac or so many parts of filmmaking
for sure
to tell.
So from the very beginning, getting the right equipment,
yes.
you have to source that out,
right.
and then people to manage the equipment. Would you say it's harder at the beginning gathering the information, or is it harder post-production when you're editing and compiling things?
Well, within filmmaking and within any production, there's different parts of production of the whole story. You should always be trying to sell your story constantly from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Two, you have to source your equipment, whether you buy or you rent. Three, you must have the people to collaborate and help you with. four, you have to have the skill level to be able to shoot and to go into post-production. And then while you're doing all that, you must think about your map of distributing your product from the very beginning.
So you're not talking necessarily about marketing the project, but more so now that you have something, where are you going to upload it and push it?
Exactly.
So like, so I know you have a very popular channel, don't you, on YouTube and then also on Vimeo?
Yes, on Vimeo.
How can people find that? Can you tell us the name?
You can either go by my email, philabrown@gmail.com, or Wrapped Productions, or Wrapped One, WRAPPEDONE, on Instagram.
Fantastic.
You can follow me there.
Great. We'll link it up. Can you tell us more about how you got involved in video storytelling?
The visual storytelling journey for me, and as it continues, but it started for me about 20-something years ago. I'm from Detroit, so about beyond 20-something years ago, I was doing graphic design. And I still have my own company. I was doing graphic design for companies, posters, banners, everything like that. So it progressed on into photography. I've got my own studio. And then I used to shoot a lot of fashion photography. So as I went through fashion, you can tell people wanted to tell stories within it. You have a chance to talk to your clients, and they tell their stories. So then somebody asked me one day, "Can you shoot video?" I'm like, "Sure." You know, so, you know,
yes,
I'm not
going to,
exactly. But still, you know, with video and photography, there's similar aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
But with video and film, you start to understand more so narrative. With photography, you must catch that story at that moment to tell the story. And for most parts, it can be subjective. Because everybody looks at art subjectively.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so beyond that, after that, I had my own studio in Detroit, traveled to Africa. You know, my wife's from Africa, so I traveled to Africa, shot my film with John Hopkins University, with the UN, and I've shot a couple films there, which is on YouTube. It's called Sunshine Through Swahiliwood. And then I came back home. 6 months later, and shot some more films. Shot some films with Pastor Clark and Kyle Couch, and then I continued to travel and film. Filmed another movie in Tanzania, Dar Noir, and then filmed a lot of music videos out there and here. So then I've worked on my project, which is called Nime Chukua. Nime Chukua means I took it. So it highlights artists that necessarily cannot afford my services, but when I say artists, I mean musical artists, but they're incredibly talented. That covers the African diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
So that enabled me to travel to Africa, to the continent of Africa. Also, I've traveled to throughout the U.S.
What about Japan? Are you going to make it there?
Yes. Okay. Got to make it to Japan for this story.
Oh, for sure. So when will you be pushing out the next update regarding your project with the Japan and Pontiac?
Well, this month, June, I suppose we find out whether I receive the grant. And that will enable me to either I go to Japan for a week, or I can send somebody from Japan, or hire somebody from Japan. Better yet, hire somebody from Japan to shoot in Tokyo, Kusatsu, Kyoto. Those places, and so we can understand how huge this story is. This story goes back to Hiroshima, you know, to that story, and how the relationship between the U.S. and Japan has came together since then. So there's
this,
a lot
of, this was one of the ways that Japan wanted to start building bridges, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Like creating sister
whether
cities.
Japan did it or U.S. Did it, or both of them. collectively,
DFF.
I don't know yet because this is part of the story, and that's why I'm curious about
right.
it. This is the back. That's the backstory.
I love that. You're going into it not with all the answers, but that's part of the journey. You're going to figure it out, and then we'll know at the end when we watch it, we'll be able to get the answers too.
Exactly. So I would take that, I would use the grant and do a 15-minute piece, a short, and play it around here in the U.S. and play it in Japan to build momentum for sponsors.
Now, when you have it at a 15-minute documentary, does that allow you to submit it to certain festivals or short film
yes.
awards?
Yes.
Okay. What are the requirements for that?
I believe that it depends on the festival.
Does it have to be a certain length?
Sometimes the festivals require 20. Sometimes they require 30 minutes, but I want to do a featurette, which is mm-hmm. which is about 15 minutes. I think I can whet the appetite of others, of the viewers, to show them that the story is worth. We need to dig more, and then apply for the humanitarian grant, and it'll take 7 months to actually do the stories. Within Pontiac, the stories within the U.S. That all pertains to this, and the stories in Japan.
This takes commitment.
Yeah.
You're really, really committing to this.
Yes,
this is a long project.
Yes, an average documentary, for a full-length documentary, takes $250,000 to $300,000 to do it. And when I say properly, I mean to do it. With quality,
with care,
and to look at the story in an organic, holistic way, mm-hmm. where we can build from that.
You know, it's an international project. You know, it's a big deal. I think it's really going to put a spotlight on Pontiac.
Exactly.
When it gets released, and I'm looking forward to that. So I definitely will be following your updates.
Exactly.
Can
I say one thing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. About the project that most people don't know that I thought about your question even mm-hmm. more is that. The Phoenix Bird. Mm-hmm. They have the Phoenix Bird in Kusatsu also.
Wow.
And most people don't understand the Phoenix Bird represents the rebirth and the resurgency. And they've had their rebirth.
But so they have a statue in Kusatsu.
Yes, yes. And what they wanted to do as their gift this year, they wanted to give Pontiac a Phoenix Bird.
Wait, are they coming back to Pontiac?
They should be here by September and November.
All right.
You know, so their delegation this year is going to be huge.
Do they have an official name for their organization, or is it just a group of people?
Well, now within Pontiac there is the Sister City.
Okay.
The Sister City program. The City of Pontiac does things. The Board of Education does things. There's other entities that does things with this relationship. That's the reason why I don't say Sister City. I don't say any other organizations because... We want to capture everybody, and holistically, and the characters involved. And there's this huge thing for the board that is beautiful that they've had their children travel there, and now we're getting some people coming over here.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you built a highway.
And they speak Japan.
Japanese.
Speak,
wow.
Yeah, Japanese. Yes. Yeah. Japanese. As the budget grows, I'm definitely looking for help. As the budget grows, as of right now, I've done the paperwork. I'm waiting for.
You have to get an update on the grant.
Exactly.
When you say the grant, you're talking about the Flagstar grant.
Yeah, the Flagstar.
That's an amazing program.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of businesses have benefited from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's for doing a film, $10,000 is nothing for a film.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Right. Absolutely. That's the drop in the bucket. But we can highlight Pontiac,
mm-hmm.
and we can highlight how international our rich history is here.
So it's enough to get started.
Yes.
Light the fire.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that feeds into the next grant, which I'm already applying for.
No, I was speaking to a friend who also applied for the grant, and he got it, and he's building his business, a clothing line, Mitten Made USA,
okay.
from O'Shawn Williams. And he said, you don't have to leave Pontiac to grow.
No.
You can make money anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So you might as well do it here.
Exactly.
You might as well start your project here, build your business here. Why not?
Exactly.
The world is connected.
Exactly. You going to that, what you said, you know, down the street in Pontiac on South Boulevard, there's this huge studio and soundstage that's left there. But, you know, and I don't have to be there. We could do it here. We can do it in Pontiac. Do it downtown. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be that huge. It can start small. And that's, you know, and that's it. It starts with humble beginnings. You know, and understanding where you want to go.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Phil.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.